This interview is part of a thought leadership study created by KPMG in collaboration with FT Longitude.
For years, Latin America was seen as unpredictable terrain for M&A. But new research from KPMG shows that the story is changing. Dealmakers are looking at the region with growing confidence. So what's driving this optimism? High-growth sectors like tech, finance, energy, and private equity are fueling momentum. But the real story goes deeper. In a world where volatility is becoming the norm, Latin America's blend of opportunity and risk make it a blueprint for the future of M&A around the globe. I'm Ben Bichor, Group Editor at FT Longitude. Joining me to unpack this shift is Liz Clayton, Global Head of Deal Advisory at KPMG. Liz, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for having me.
Let's start with your perspective on today's M&A environment more generally. How would you describe the current global landscape and what are clients asking for in this market?
Yeah, it's an interesting time to be having this conversation. I would start by saying, look, the last couple of years in the deal landscape has been more challenging. What we've seen really in that, if we look at 2025, which we're now obviously coming towards the end of, is we're still seeing, I'd say, more muted activity, certainly from a deal volume perspective. But that being said, we're actually seeing deal values overall increasing, which is an interesting perspective. And actually, if you look at the last quarter, so quarter three, data, actually we're starting to see M&A confidence and activity levels improve. So you'll have seen all the big banks just recently announce their Q3 results, and that's a barometer we always look for. And all of them, pretty much without exception, are calling out increased M&A activity over the last quarter. So I think we're finishing the year stronger than we started, is what I would say. And also, I mean, you mentioned around private equity, that's probably where we've been seeing not as much private equity activity, particularly at that high end of the marketplace. So we're starting to see some actually really large deals enter the market again. And then probably the other thing I would say is obviously we still have volatility going on around what's going on in the geopolitical environment, what's happening in the US, particularly around the government shutdown and the ripple effects that's having across Europe and global markets. Overall, cautiously optimistic about the market, I think I would probably say, but obviously still quite a lot of areas of uncertainty around the edges.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned volatility already, and we're going to get back to this and go a bit deeper on that topic. But first, what's changing in how the best deal makers think about risk and value and planning? Are deals like harder to get done still, or you know, where are we going there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is still a perception out there that deals are harder to get done. I think deals are taking longer to get done, absolutely. I think decision-making is a factor there in terms of some of that uncertainty we talked about. I think clients are therefore feeling uncertain and hesitating more. So, but I think you always have to look at the specific circumstances of the deal itself and particularly how it's managed and executed. So in our experience, where you have that trust that's been built up between the buyer and the seller, it becomes a lot easier to tackle those challenges together and to do that with confidence and clarity. The other point I'd say is that clients are looking for more and more looking for value-based solutions and flexibility, more creative deal structures, which means that early planning becomes much more important, and then really, really strong execution and driving that, which will be a theme I think we'll talk about, Ben, around really using data and technology to drive those insights faster.
Now, Liz, let's pivot somewhat and talk about Latin America. KPMG's recent research shows growing optimism in the region. 62% of executives say the opportunity for M&A here has never been greater. And more than half expect their appetite for deals to increase through 2026. Why do you think it's useful to study M&A execution in this region?
In terms of the market itself, I think it's great to see the results of the survey, a bit more of a positive perspective coming through there. I mean, our perspective in the Latin America market would be that it continues to be stable as opposed to booming and characterized by slow but steady economic growth and therefore sort of moderate but improving M&A activity. And I think what we're seeing actually is sort of some really localized momentum, particularly the countries like Brazil and Colombia, with foreign buyers selectively looking to re-enter the market. In terms of why is it important, I guess, as we think of the whole global landscape, is that actually doing deals in this marketplace has been and continues to be risky and volatile. And actually some of the global challenges around the economic outlooks and the economic situations around high interest rates, etc., means that actually the ability to get a deal done in this region means you have to be pretty sophisticated. So we're seeing the use of data and analytics. We're seeing actually really that playbooks being built out around how do you manage risk in a deal. And that's actually really helpful when you're doing deals in other parts of the world as well. So there's definitely some learnings that we're seeing coming through from this region that are actually impacting in other markets and other geographies.
I guess what you're saying is risk in Latin America is not just a constraint. It's a factor that, you know, needs to be factored into the transaction itself in the way that how the deals are structured. Is that consistent with something you're seeing globally?
Absolutely, 100%, I would say, Ben. Risk has really become a design element. It's not just something to mitigate. It now shapes the structure and the pace of transactions. Risk is now engineered, not avoided. So what do I mean by that? It's baked into the structure, the timing, and the capital design. Planning, therefore, has to become more data-driven and scenario-based, using broader economic and non-traditional indicators. If we step back, I think I said it earlier, but speed to insight and execution agility are what differentiates leaders and good deals in this current environment. And in competitive bids, particularly, that flexibility and customization really, really matters. Actually, sometimes, believe it or not, more than price.
Interesting. So in terms of deal structures, does it mean you have to be able to adapt pretty quickly depending on, you know, where the negotiations are going, essentially?
Yeah, it does. You have to be able to be agile and flexible, as I said before, and really make sure that you're using the data and the insights up front to make sure that that's really driving the value creation piece, which is really where we want to get to. You know, a really common theme that we're seeing is how do you get in early and identify that value up front, but then actually use the process and the ability to really be flexible and agile while still retaining a focus on the ultimate sustainable value that deals are trying to create.
So you're coming in here, obviously, from a global vantage point. And, you know, from that perspective, what lessons can M&A leaders in other markets take from how deals are being approached in Latin America?
I think what's interesting there is the survey results strongly suggest that whilst risk is a constant and accepted part of the investment landscape, it doesn't deter deal making. Instead, it necessitates, you know, this sophisticated localized strategies and that end-to-end delivery. So I think for the lessons learned really for global deal making, it's really that combination of creativity, data, discipline. So deal makers who are sort of focusing on the flexibility rather than price are winning. And that's definitely something that we need to leverage more globally. I'd also say actually that sort of carve out specialists of thriving. So treating divestments as a tool for transformation, not just for disposals. And I'd say the other key theme that's emerging from the data is actually the preference for actually having advisors who can see the deal through from start to finish and join the dots. So, you know, a single integrated advisor. So navigating that entire deal cycle from the due diligence through to the post-deal value creation. We often talk about transaction to transformation. We've issued a survey recently that still shows that over 50% of deals don't create value. But if I was to focus on the positive, that means that about 43% of those that do. And where we look at why is that, what we're seeing is actually those deals are where actually the value creation strategies are really thought of in terms of the long-term sustainable value. And therefore, whilst the execution of the deal is absolutely important, the identification of the synergies, but not just the identification, the planning process for how those synergies are going to be realized in the post-deal needs to be started so much earlier. So as I said before, yes, the deal is let's actually get from insights through to execution through to value a lot faster. But the differential between what makes a successful deal is the realization of those synergies in the post-deal. And therefore, the handing of the baton, as we often call it, between the if you like, the professional deal makers in a company and those who are then going to have to realize the value through that post-deal integration process, becomes really, really important to make sure they're involved much earlier on in the process.
So if I would summarize this, it's about like really thinking about the whole transaction lifecycle from the very beginning and having sort of the endpoint much clearer and focused from the outset.
A great summary. Absolutely.
I spoke to a deal maker in Latin America quite recently, and he said to me, like after we, you know, discussed about sort of the risk there and but also the opportunities, and he concluded at one point and said to me, if you can make it here, you can make it everywhere. Would you agree with that notion?
Look, I think it's what we talked about before, Ben, that actually there are a lot of lessons learned from being able to execute deals in really challenging circumstances does enable us to actually take those learnings and do that in markets that maybe traditionally has been easier to execute in. And I think the world of deal making has become a lot harder, particularly post-COVID, where we saw that really frenzied deal activity. And actually, we've never got back to those levels of 21 and 22, and maybe we never will. It's much more now about longer-term sustainable value and being very focused on the origination side, on the why is the deal happening, very nuanced around sector and industry, being absolutely clear on, you know, is it for longer-term consolidation of a sector, or is it because of what's being driven by the technological changes we're seeing. But if you step back, I always talk about deals in two areas, kind of the execution piece that we've talked about, where I would say the best deal makers I worked with over many, many years are have an ability to be really clear on what their strategy is up front, but then actually build a process around that and execute really specifically against those value drivers. I think we're seeing the intent shift really towards that building long-term resilience and operating just with a better level of discipline, which I think maybe is your point earlier around actually, if you can do it here, you can do it anywhere, because I think that level of discipline is really, really, really important. My final point on that, I think, would be the bar for what constitutes a good deal has become higher, whether you look at Latin America or other regions and areas around the world. I'd say don't wait for the perfect conditions, but structure for that in uncertainty instead. And I think, you know, LATAM have had to do that for many, many years. So I think that's good advice for all of us. And then front load the value creation is the message I often say to my clients. So embed that transformation deal planning at the deal and execution stage. And that really sets yourself up for success for realizing the value in the post-deal space.
Brilliant, Liz. Some really helpful and quite hands-on advice, I guess, for deal makers, not only in Latin America, but around the world. So thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today and, you know, for helping us to understand how Latin America is shaping the future of M&A. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed the conversation.
This interview is part of a thought leadership study created by KPMG in collaboration with FT Longitude.